There's no denying that what Republicans are calling the Massachusetts miracle has sent shockwaves to the political establishment in Michigan. A month ago, nobody expected the Republicans to have any chance of winning Teddy Kennedy's old seat for the U.S. Senate. No Republican has held that seat since John F. Kennedy defeated Henry Cabot Lodge 58 years ago. Yet a previously unknown state senator named Scott Brown pulled it off, and that's bound to invigorate Republicans everywhere, especially perhaps in Michigan. In Oakland County, for example, Paul Wellday has been running a mostly unnoticed campaign for Congress against freshman Democrat Gary Peters. Peters defeated longtime incumbent Joe Nolenberg 2 years ago, and Mr. Wellday hasn't been seen as a heavyweight contender. In fact, the night Peters was elected to Congress, Wellday lost badly in a race for the state legislature. My guess was that the GOP was content to run Mr. Wellday this time as a more or less sacrificial lamb and make a more serious effort after redistricting changes all the political boundaries in the state for 2012. But the Massachusetts miracle may have changed that. Hours after the result was known, Wellday was telling supporters that he was now convinced that we will have our Massachusetts moment right here in Michigan in November. Well, he may be right, though he's still an underdog. And I would guess that he and other Republican contenders may now find it easier to raise money for this fall's elections. However, it's dangerous to assume that any political trend is going to continue, or that what happened in one election in one state is going to happen everywhere. Let me give you a couple examples. 2 years after Ronald Reagan was elected, his Republicans took a drubbing in the 1982 midterm elections, especially in Michigan and Ohio. Democrats won the governor's race in both states for the first time in 20 years. U.S. Senator Don Riegel won re-election by crushing a well-funded Republican congressman. "Say goodbye to Reaganomics," a top Democrat told me. 2 years later, President Reagan was re-elected by a landslide. Fast forward to 12 years, to the mother of all stunning GOP election victories, Bill Clinton's first midterm elections. Outraged over another failed health care plan, voters handed both houses of Congress to the GOP for the first time in 40 years. The next time he held a press conference, President Clinton was actually asked if he was still relevant. He was seen as a one-term president. 3 months later, I interviewed former President Gerald Ford. He spent most of his career in Congress, working up to minority leader and dreaming of becoming Speaker of the House. But his Republicans never came close to taking back control. Now, Newt Gingrich was in the job he'd wanted. What did Jerry Ford think? "Well, it remains to be seen," he told me. "If he did a good job, Republicans might build a permanent majority," he said. "If not, we could blow it and be right back where we were." President Ford was no fool. Soon, Gingrich was being perceived as arrogant. A year later, President Clinton was re-elected easily. In politics, there are no final victories and no final defeats. There are only people who learn from their mistakes and those who don't. Over the next few months, we'll get a better idea of which Michigan politicians fit into each category.